Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Paul Hudson, CEO of Broadway Financial Corp. Broadway Financial is a NASDAQ company. The ticker symbol is BYFC. And the company is a savings and loan holding company that operates through its wholly owned subsidiary, Broadway Federal Bank. Thanks for joining us today, Paul.
My pleasure.
Great. Start off by talking about the partnership with Bank on Los Angeles.
Okay. This is a program that's a statewide program, and it's also being implemented in cities across California. San Francisco was the first, and Los Angeles is implementing it now. It's a program designed to bank the unbanked, and so it's a bundle of products that are targeted at unbanked consumers trying to incent them to put their money in the safety and soundness of commercial banks.
Great. And so talk a little bit about some of the trends in the market. Broadway, you guys recently, the bank hosted a town hall meeting to title Understanding the Stimulus Package. So talk a little bit about this and, you know, more of an overview on the market and how well-positioned Broadway is to capitalize on some of these trends.
Well, what we're seeing is, I wouldn't call them trends, they're just, they're major movements in the market. And for example, there are much fewer lenders lending in the marketplace today. It's harder for people to get loans. It's harder for people to qualify for loans that even if a lender is lending. So Broadway sees that as an opportunity. It's an opportunity if you have liquidity and you have capital and you have a lending strategy, then we think this is an opportunity to get quality credits at respectable margins, because it's a supply and demand situation where there are fewer lenders and a number of people looking for loans.
Okay, and talk a little bit about the company and the announcing the quarterly cash dividend.
Okay, the company is a 60-year-old bank. We converted to a publicly traded company in 96, and we've been paying a quarterly dividend ever since. In November of last year, we received about $9 million of TARP funds, we have continued to pay a dividend since then. There are restrictions as a result of the TARP funds that would not allow us to increase our dividend and prevents stock buybacks by the company. But aside from that, we will continue to pay dividends to our shareholders even subsequent to the receipt of the TARP funds.
Great. So talk about some of the challenges and what are your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, the challenges, the first primary challenge is credit risk. Every bank is concerned about credit risk in this market, even if you didn't do subprime loans, because the economy is the high unemployment, consumer confidence and investor confidence issues mean that even lenders with portfolios that didn't do subprime are starting to face challenges. So commercial real estate, consumer credit cards, auto loans, all of those products are starting to face credit risk challenges because of the high unemployment and the lack of spending by consumers. So our first challenge is to ensure that our portfolio continues to perform, and we're very aggressive about being proactive with our performing loans and our non-performing loans, meeting with borrowers, working on modifications, workouts, all of those strategies. The second challenge for banks is liquidity and the ability to maintain liquidity levels, bring in deposits, have access to Federal Home Loan Bank borrowings, because the Federal Home Loan Bank is changing its criteria and reducing the availability of credit by changing the collateral standards. So we have to have more collateral for the same amount of borrowing capacity. So those are two challenges. Then the final challenge would be capital. Trying to raise capital in this marketplace is very difficult. That's the reason why we took the TARP fund, so that we could continue to grow our bank assets. But in this market, it's a very big challenge because of investor confidence, lack of confidence, really, in the financial sector. So I think, you know, those are our primary challenges right now, and we are working on all three of those.
Great. And what differentiates Broadway Financial from other players or companies in your sector?
Well, we're clearly a community-based bank, and that's now a good word. It means that we are focused on our local community, and we tend to know our borrowers and underwrite our borrowers. So we're a community-based bank. I think we're a community-based bank that has a strategy for niche markets, as opposed to trying to be all things to all people. We work in certain niches like church lending, owner-occupied commercial real estate, and we found that those niches, if you get to know them well, there are inefficiencies in the marketplace that gives us opportunities. And we have been profitable, and I think that makes us unique and adds to the kind of consumer image of safety and soundness. We're a small community bank. We stuck to our knitting. We know our borrowers. We have adequate capital. We've been profitable. All of those things, in addition to our niche strategies, have benefited us in this marketplace in terms of increased deposits, interest from the investment community. I think all those things derive from the fact that we have stayed with a strategy that has worked for us.
Good answer. And in terms of how the company works within the industry, or how important are alliances and partnerships as a part of your business model?
Oh, they're very important. You know, especially for banks of our size, which we're a little over $400 million. We have a very low loans to one borrower limit, and our really tolerance, our loan to one borrower tolerance, is even lower. So to satisfy some of our customers, we need to have partnerships with other lenders to participate on loans. We work with other lenders to sell loans when we are need liquidity, other lenders have excess liquidity. It's important for us to have relationships so that we can sell loans. And then finally, we work with a number of lenders in exchanging information, technical assistance exchanges, so to speak. And we've also been working with certain banks that may have limitations on their lending. They may be capital restrained, and therefore they can't lend, and they want to keep their lending efforts going. So we sometimes work with banks, and they originate for our portfolio. So there's a number of ways, and so I think partnering with other banks and having alliances with other banks, is, especially in this market, is crucial.
And can you walk us through your background and experience as well as that of your key management team?
Sure. So I've been with the bank since basically 1981, and I basically learned banking on the job. My background is as a lawyer. I'm a licensed lawyer in California and Washington, D.C., and when I came to the bank, I had to learn banking at the bank. But I started from the ground up and spent about 10 years learning all the different aspects of banking before I was appointed president of the bank. So my background is pretty much legal and banking. We just hired a new president and chief operating officer. His name is Wayne Bradshaw. He has over 30 years of banking experience, and he got his start with Union Bank and then ran a number of small community banks. He's worked in the regulatory capacity in the California State Department of Financial Institutions, and he most recently was at Washington Mutual as a regional VP dealing with affordable housing and community lending. and now he's here at Broadway Federal. Our CFO is accountant, CPA. He's worked in the internal audit area and the accounting area, and he's been our CFO for about three years. And finally, our chief loan officer comes from Home Savings, Citibank, Option One Mortgage, an extensive background of lending in various product types, and he's been with us for about 2 years.
And what specific objectives has the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, I think we have a 12-month 12-month objectives and 24-month objectives. The 12-month objective is really to, during this period of 2009, to really get a handle on our portfolio, aggressively manage our portfolio, really screen new loans that we're putting on the book to make sure we're adding quality assets to our portfolio. At the same time, we're working on enhancing our systems, our internal controls, our monitoring and reporting systems. And that's kind of our 12-month goal with minimal growth in 2009. But we believe that those efforts in 2009 will prepare us for new growth in 2010. So we're going to be looking in 2009 for capital, strategies to raise capital. And then hopefully we will have, come out of 2009 with minimal non-performing assets or additional non-performing assets and be positioned to continue our growth into 2008, which we think is still going to be a market where a number of lenders are going to be challenged. And we're hopeful that in this period we can grow organically and through possible mergers and acquisitions.
So, yeah, talk a little bit about the company's growth as far as, you know, organic versus M&A activities.
Well, we've been pretty successful. We've been growing at about 12 to 14% for the past 2 to 3 years, and we're on target to grow in the 10%. So far, it's trending to about a 10% growth this year. And the way we've been able to do that is through a number of strategies on the retail banking side, from online banking accounts, some brokered accounts. We are very aggressive with the CDARS program, which is a program to provide additional FDIC insurance beyond the standard limits. And so that program has been very successful for us. We've been, for the past 2 years, developing a sales team on the retail banking side that actually goes out and is paid a base plus incentive for bringing in deposits, new deposits, new relationships. And then this year we're working very hard on retention and a better job of communicating with our current customer base. And then on the loan side, we've, through these niche strategies of church lending, commercial real estate, we've developed reputations, networks, and as I said, in this market, those lenders that are still lending, the wholesale and the retail community finds you. And so at our size, we only need about, 40 to 50 million of net growth each year to be above 10% growth. And so we've been successful at through aggressive sales strategies and teamwork to meet our sales growth internally, organically, for the past 3 years.
And do you think that investors understand the direction that the company is going in?
I think, we're small banks have a challenge in getting their stories out and reaching investors' screens in terms of what our strategies are, why they're working. We're rarely invited to present at investor summits, investor conferences. We haven't done a roadshow in a while, but that's something we probably should consider doing. And our stock is just very illiquid. So for all those reasons, I don't think we're really getting recognized by the investor community. I mean, we've been profitable through 2007, 2008, and our stock is trading at a deep discount to its book value. So, you know, what we're doing is trying to bring that to the attention of investors and hopefully get more interest in our stock. But it's a challenge, and it has been a challenge historically.
And once again, joining us today is Paul Hudson, CEO of Broadway Financial Corp. Trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol BYFC, currently trading at $4.15 a share. Before we conclude, Paul, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Broadway Financial as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think we are we have a great management team, a sound management team, and we're really positioned to grow with this management team. I think, secondly, we have our profitability is not derived from one-time items. It's derived from the core strength of our balance sheet. Our non-performing assets have been, over a period of 24 going on 36 months, pretty stable performance of our loan portfolio. So, and we don't do a lot of complicated transactions strategies. So we're a pretty simple bank. We take in deposits. We lend them out at loans with loans at a 4% margin, 3.5% to 4% margin, and those assets are now generating consistent profitability. So it's a simple strategy to understand. It's a strategy that works. It's a strategy that allows us to generate, you know, margins close or slightly in excess of 4%, and we've been able to add growth each year. So our business is basically a function of volume and margin. If we can get the volume, hold our margin, and maintain our credit quality, then, you know, I would say that we're a great long-term investment.
Great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for updating our investors today, Paul.
Thank you so much for having me.